Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Great to have Zach Gribble on the phone lines with Lights on Stratford, Destination Stratford, with a great wrap-up to a very successful Winter Festival of Lights. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Zach, congratulations on Lights on Stratford. Just another great success for this season. So much to talk about. I think off the top, I want to talk about the Silent Disco, how much of a hit that was, and talk about pivoting in terms of locations.
Yes, the Silent Disco and actually all the cultural activities that we layered on top of the lights in the Light Festival and incorporating other cultural providers into it, that was a real success this year and a real learning for us. Silent Disco, as you know, the idea behind this was that we would have DJs with a bunch of headsets that everyone can listen to the DJs, but that audio was inputted right into the light wall display at 70 Ontario Street. And so that's a kind of a magical thing to have a DJ playing music. You're listening on your headset. It's reacting in real time to this huge light display on the side of a heritage building. And that was really, really successful and in high demand. On our last closing weekend, of course, we had just a massive snowstorm with travel advisories, and we really couldn't do an outdoor silent disco, so we decided to take that party inside the Destination Stratford Visitor Welcome Center, and that was so much fun. We had multiple DJs. You could choose which DJ you were listening to on your headset. And we had Shake La Costume coming in and dancing on the dance floor in the office or the Welcome Center. And we even had the mayor and various others really celebrating the silent disco aspect of this year's festival.
I think now Destination Stratford, at least the tourism office in downtown Stratford, is now going to be the new disco location.
You know, it is a fantastic space, and again, one of the learnings here is that how can we animate that space? And we, you know, we're very pleased that we actually had this opportunity to do the silent disco in there, kind of as a proof of concept. This was highly successful, and we are looking at how can we use that space in the future.
I love it. So let's look back at some of the great attractions. What do you want to spotlight first? Maybe the Dandelion or the Space Island? So many great attractions.
There really was this year. We're really proud of the programming and the light displays and the caliber of them and how interactive they were. As I've talked with you before about, there's this balance between spectacle and interactivity. And it's a fine balance. It's hard to create a light art sculpture or light display that does both properly. And I really feel that Dandelion in Market Square was sort of the pinnacle of that balance. It's just a stunning piece of light art and movement from a distance. But then as you go in and the message behind it and the interactivity of sending out wishes like you would do with blowing a dandelion out into the community. It's a very powerful kind of fun, enjoyable experience. And, you know, I do want to give kudos and a shout out to Kaylee Christofiak, Sean Poole, and Karen Frankie, and the entire Lights on Stratford crew. We've had the three coldest days of the winter over the last 3 days, and Dandelion is what was taken apart, carefully packaged, and it just arrived in the U.S. yesterday, actually, for its next destination. So that I think, for me, was an incredible highlight of the festival. And similarly, on Space Island, we were very thrilled with the combination of multiple light displays in that space. The island's actually a fairly large space, but when you get the bridge lighting, you get the overhead lighting, we have the Journey to the Stars, the solar system and the planets, the lunar lamppost and the interactivity and the sound, that combination of all of that, I think, was really successful, and we were thrilled with the feedback that we got from patrons.
So congratulations on that. Again, we're chatting with Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford, another successful Winter Festival of Lights. And, of course, so wonderful to see the courthouse lit up and the heart down at the Veterans Drive at the Bandshell there. Just some of the added attractions as well.
Yes, and there were some that we didn't make a big fuss about or announce. We did add lighting to the cupola of the boathouse public washroom. As you know, we've spent a lot of effort making that into a year-round public washroom, and it is right in our downtown along our light trail. So that infrastructure we're really proud of in terms of our collaboration with city and community services to make that. And now it's lit, and that will be lighted for year-round. And Perth County Courthouse, you mentioned, just thrilled with that. It's already changed colors. There's various programs that Perth County will be using throughout the year to make that incredible heritage structure come to life at night with lighting up that tower.
And there's also, of course, a winter al fresco. How did that go?
I'm really proud of that particular initiative, and a big thank you to council for their, you know, being progressive and trying that pilot project out. So I do think that having freedom to provide alcohol with food for wintertime activations, for all kinds of incredible concoctions that happen with special hot chocolates and mulled wine. Being able to take that and take a European approach where people can take that out into the street, go along the light trail, I think that was really successful. I will be getting more reporting on that and more communication from our restaurant and culinary partners and bringing that report to council, because ultimately, I think where this is leading to between the Stratford Alfresco program in the summer and the winter Alfresco pilot program this winter is really just adopting a European approach to this, which I think would be very progressive for our city.
Well, that's terrific. Again, Lights on Stratford, another huge success for this season. And we look ahead to more great winter events happening. For January, we have Stratford Winterfest, Come Play at the Park. And that's happening Saturday, January 27th at Upper Queen's Park with great performers, buskers. There is so many great children's activities and games for the whole family. That is a free event on Saturday, January 27th, Upper Queen's Park. Again, stratfordwinterfest.ca is the website. And with the Allman Arena celebrating their 100th anniversary, there's also a community day of celebration happening at the Allman Arena for Saturday, January 27th, with hockey games pretty much all day long between Rotary Hockey, Stratford Warriors, and Stratford Fighting Irish, so you can make a big weekend of that. And Zach, I know you have certainly a passion for the wonderful tourism season that we have in Stratford, but extending it into the winter as well.
Absolutely. Things like Winterfest really set the scene for further development. So a big shout out to Winterfest and all the organizers involved with that. Excited that you mentioned the William Allman Arena. Again, we had lights in there this winter for Lights on Stratford, which is something that we're going to continue. It's just very popular. There's so many assets in this city and so many amazing events and happenings that extending that into the winter and into the shoulder seasons is really at the core of what we're up to at Destination Stratford right now. And we're pretty thrilled that a lot of other cultural institutions, many of them who traditionally are active solely in the summer months, are joining, and they are participating, and they are getting involved in the deep winter and in the shoulder seasons. So we're pretty excited and encouraged and motivated to really make sure that we have lots of activity and culture happening year-round, and that we are indeed a year-round cultural destination of choice.
Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford and Destination Stratford. Again, Zach, congratulations to you and everyone involved with Lights on Stratford, another huge success. We look forward to it certainly once again. Zach Gribble, thanks so much for this, Zach.